Welcome back, everybody. Today, we're going deep on something I bet you use every day without even realizing it. Executive functioning skills.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to break down what they are and why they even matter and how to make yours better. We're using the Ultimate Guide to 10 Executive Functioning Skills from the Pathway to Success website as our guide.
You know what's interesting about all this?
What's that?
We usually think of these skills like for students, you know,
Right.
for school and stuff.
Homework, yeah.
But actually, they're like the foundation for doing well, like in every part of life. We're talking about how you manage time, how you deal with projects, how you make decisions, even like how you handle your emotions.
Okay, so it's not just about being like super organized
Right,
or
yeah.
like remembering where you put your keys. It's something more than that.
It is, yeah. It's like having a toolbox
Okay.
of mental processes that help you get through the world effectively.
So let's open up that toolbox. Let's unpack these 10 skills. What's the first one?
First one they talk about is planning.
Good.
And it sounds simple, but it's more than just a to-do list. It's
Right.
strategic, thinking ahead, what could get in the way, prioritizing tasks so you can use your energy well and really focus. Like if you're building a house,
Yeah.
you wouldn't just start laying bricks without a blueprint.
That's a great analogy. I'm
Yeah.
definitely guilty of just jumping in,
Yeah.
no plan, and then it costs me way more time and energy in the long run.
Totally. And that's where the article's tips come in. They talk about breaking down those big goals
Right.
into smaller steps, Use visuals, mind maps, and even plan your planning time. Be proactive, not reactive.
Okay, up next is organization, which seems pretty straightforward, but I bet there's more to it.
Oh, there is way more. It's not just a clean desk. It's making AD keeping systems
Okay.
for your physical space and
Yeah.
your mental space. So when you have a system, for information, whether it's files or notes, your brain is free for the big stuff. Less stress, more efficiency.
They say you should declutter your workspace
Right?
pretty regularly. And I've noticed when my desk is messy, my mind feels messy.
Absolutely.
Like can't focus.
And you got to find what works for you.
Right.
Some people are visual, some like lists and spreadsheets. Experiment.
Okay, let's talk about a skill I think a lot of us struggle with. Task initiation. Sometimes even getting started is the hardest part.
I feel that.
Yeah.
The article says it's about beating procrastination, taking action, even when you don't feel like it. It's tied to self-regulation,
Okay.
being in control, choosing to act on those goals.
They have some fun
Oh,
suggestions, like
yeah.
a rocket countdown
Oh, wow.
before starting something, or a timer to make it feel urgent.
Yeah.
For me, I put my headphones on, upbeat music, and then I can work.
Yeah. I love that. Those are great examples. And they say it's really important to figure out your own procrastination style. Like, are you avoiding it? Because it feels huge.
Right.
Maybe you need smaller chunks, or maybe you just need some motivation. Make the task more fun or connect it to your bigger
So
goals.
it's not just like forcing yourself to do something you hate.
Yeah.
It's figuring out why you're resisting it and finding strategies to overcome it.
Exactly. And once you can get started, it's all about managing that time.
That brings us to time management, which always feels like a struggle. Never enough hours in the day.
Tell me about it.
Ugh.
So they define time management as using your time well, efficiently and effectively. But it's more than checking off the list.
Yeah.
It's about knowing what matters most, realistic deadlines, learning to say no to things that drain you.
They recommend some classic strategies, like using a planner to schedule your day, setting aside work time, even building in extra time between tasks, just in case something comes up.
I'm a big fan of that Pomodoro technique. Work in bursts with little breaks helps me stay on track and not get burned out.
Yeah, and I love how they emphasize being mindful of where your time actually goes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, track it for a week, and you might be surprised how much time you're spending on things that aren't even important to you.
Exactly.
Okay, next up, working memory. What's that all about?
Picture it as your brain's mental workspace. It's
No.
the ability to hold on to information and use it while you're working.
Hmm.
So like problem solving, making decisions, learning new things, you need that working memory.
They suggest some interesting ways to strengthen it. Things like brain training games, practicing mental math, even breaking information down into smaller bits.
You know what's fascinating is that working memory isn't just for school stuff.
Right.
It helps you follow conversations, remember instructions, navigate life. Imagine trying to follow a recipe, but you can't keep the ingredients and steps in your head.
Up next, metacognition, which sounds kind of scary. What's the simple version?
It does sound complex, but it's actually pretty simple. It's thinking about your own thinking, like having an inner observer, you know, helps you understand how you learn, what you're good at, not so good at, and what to do when you're stuck.
So being aware of your own mental processes, I can see how that'd be super helpful for learning anything new.
Absolutely. They suggest talking out loud while you're reading to help pinpoint where you're confused.
Okay.
And they suggest thinking back on how you've learned things in the past, what worked, what was hard. Analyzing your patterns makes you a better learner.
And next, self-control, which I think we all need more of.
For sure. The article says it's all about controlling your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions. Choosing what's best for you, even when it's tough.
Yeah.
Like the voice of reason, to resist temptation, manage impulses, and stay focused.
They have some good strategies.
Yeah.
Things like mindfulness.
Oh, yeah.
To become more aware of how you're thinking and feeling, setting boundaries, limits, and even rewarding yourself for good choices. For me, having a morning routine helps me stay on track with my goals.
That's great. And, you know, they say it's not about being perfect with self-control. It's about knowing you'll mess up.
Yeah.
And learning how to get back on track. It's like a muscle you got to work out.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. And, you know, we live in a world full of distractions, so attention is another key skill.
It is, and one that I think a lot of us struggle with, because it's so easy to get sidetracked, you know, with notifications and emails and all the things.
Absolutely, and the article defines attention as being able to focus on a task or a person for a while, ignoring distractions and shifting your focus when you need to.
Right.
But it's not all about willpower.
Right.
It's also about things like how much sleep you're getting, your nutrition, your stress levels.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
They have some good tips for improving attention.
Like what?
Things like making a dedicated workspace so you're not working in your bed or at the kitchen table.
Right.
Minimizing those distractions and using timers to break down tasks into smaller chunks. I also find that like taking breaks just to move my body and get some fresh air can really help me refocus.
That's a great idea. And they talk about mindfulness, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like paying attention to your breath, your body, your surroundings can help you notice when your mind wanders and bring it back to the present.
Right. So it's not just about forcing yourself to focus. It's about training your mind to be more present.
Exactly.
Okay. Let's talk about flexibility.
Okay.
This one seems kind of self-explanatory, but I bet there's more to it than just going with the flow.
There is. Yeah. The article says flexibility is being able to adapt to change, problem solve when things go wrong, and shift gears. It's about being open to new info, different points of view, and the unexpected. Like if you hit a detour on a road trip,
okay,
you could get all frustrated and stuck, or you could see it as an adventure and find a new way.
I love that analogy. It's so easy to get stuck in our ways, and then when something throws us off, we're like, what do I do?
I know. And they talk about having a growth mindset, which is believing you can learn and grow from everything, even the tough stuff.
Right.
So when you have that mindset, setbacks become chances to learn, not failures.
They also have some cool ideas for practicing flexibility.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Things like improv games, trying new things, even just listening to different opinions.
Yeah.
I found that just asking what if can open up so many possibilities.
It can. It's about challenging yourself and getting out of your comfort zone.
Exactly. And finally, we come to perseverance, which feels like a good way to end this list.
It does. It really does. The article describes it as the ability to keep going even when it's hard.
Right.
You know, grit, determination, believing in yourself. It's what keeps you moving forward when you face obstacles.
They talk about SMART goals, which is something we've talked about on the show before. You know, goals that are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound.
Yes.
I've also found that breaking down those big goals into smaller milestones makes it feel less overwhelming.
Oh, for sure.
And they talk about positive self-talk, too.
Oh.
Because when you hit those challenges, it's easy to get down on yourself. But if you can focus on your strengths and your progress, it helps.
It does.
They have some great advice for developing perseverance. Things like celebrating your wins, learning from your mistakes, and surrounding yourself with people who believe in you.
Yeah.
I found that having a mentor or just someone to keep me accountable can really help me stay motivated.
That makes sense. And, you know, as we've been talking about all these skills, I've been thinking about how they can help not just us as individuals, but our whole community.
Yeah, that's a great point. I can see how having these skills could help people be more involved in their community, better problem solvers, and better leaders.
Exactly. And when people have good communication skills and problem solving skills, they can work together better, you know, to deal with those local challenges and make positive changes.
So by improving our own skills, we're not just helping ourselves, we're
Right.
helping our whole community.
Exactly. It's like a ripple effect.
Makes sense.
When people thrive, communities thrive.
So for our listeners in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena, I want to leave you with a challenge.
Okay.
We talked about these 10 skills.
Right.
Which one really stood out to you? Which one could make the biggest difference for you right now? Pick one
Yeah.
and work on it this week.
Yeah, even small steps, you know, can make a big difference. It's not about being perfect.
Right.
It's about making progress.
They actually have a whole section in here about resources
Oh, yeah.
for developing these skills.
For
They say check out local libraries, community centers, even online stuff like
Yeah.
workshops, groups, all that.
And don't forget the people you know.
Oh, yeah, right.
Talk to friends, family, whoever you admire for being good at this stuff. Ask them what works for them.
Sometimes just having someone to talk to about your goals, that
Right.
makes a huge difference. Keeps you motivated, keeps you accountable.
Absolutely. You don't have to go it alone.
Right.
There's help out there.
And remember, Think and Act Locally is a podcast empowering residents of Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena, TX, to improve their lives and community. We serve this Southeast Houston area with actionable information for local impact. If you find value in our show, please support us at thinkandactlocally.com/donate. Link in show notes.